CT Rail launched its Hartford line in June, giving Connecticut residents a means to travel up and down the I-91 corridor by train. But now that riders are actually using the service, there's a question over whether the demand can be met. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports.
A seat on the 432 train out of Hartford's Union Station is emerging as the most coveted seat on the line. On a Friday in September, UConn student Mariah Valentin had just finished riding the bus from Storrs to Hartford on her U-Pass, which gives unlimited travel to students on buses and trains. The next stop on her journey home to Bridgeport was New Haven.
The whole trip could be done by 5, 6 o'clock, but this time it was extended to around 7 o'clock.
Valentin got to the Hartford station in time for the 4:32, but here's the issue. That train is operated not by CT Rail, but by Amtrak. And when the Amtrak train pulled into Union Station that Friday, it was full.
One of the conductors said to us, if you're CT Rail or U-Pass, come with me. So we all got off the train with him. When we got off the train, he said, you guys need to wait for the next train, which comes in 25 minutes.
Even though Valentin had a valid U-Pass ticket, because she wasn't riding as an Amtrak passenger, she was asked to get off. Jim Redeker says that's not supposed to happen. He's Connecticut's transportation commissioner.
That may be something that occurs in the field. That could be simply that the particular crew that's on that train is not familiar with our policies.
Amtrak is contracted by the state of Connecticut to provide service to passengers on the Hartford line at certain times of day. Redeker says the state, through CT Rail, would have control over those services. So conductors are supposed to abide by CT Rail's request to honor each ticket sold. But they don't seem to be.
I do certainly appreciate the customer's frustration, if you will, or perspective that we need more capacity. We share that, and we're working aggressively to fix it.
The controversy over honoring CT Rail tickets seems to be exacerbated both by capacity and frequency. Even though it's billed as a commuter rail service, trains on the Hartford line can be infrequent. When the Amtrak train arrives in Hartford at 4:32, there have been no stops at the station for at least 2 hours, leaving pent-up passenger demand. And that Amtrak train only has 2 cars. Redeker says potentially Amtrak could use some CT Rail cars that are not currently in use.
They have capacity limits across their system, so this is not simple for them to find cars and throw them into Connecticut. That may be possible, but we're also looking at the option of Connecticut supplying Connecticut equipment for Amtrak to operate.
After the incident on September 28th, when passengers with tickets were asked to leave a train, Connecticut Public Radio reached out to Amtrak. A spokesperson said they had no record of removing passengers off a train in Connecticut. Mariah Valentin, who was on the train, wasn't happy to hear that.
That is definitely a lie. And we also met another UConn student, and she actually had a seat on the train. She actually sat down, and they made her get up out of her seat and get off the train.
Amtrak says it's not within their policy to ask people to get off trains who have CT Rail and U-Pass tickets. They provided a written statement which says, quote, Amtrak and CTDOT are working together to resolve the crowding issues that are occurring on some Hartford line trains. Regardless of what Amtrak and CT Rail both say about policy, it's hard to deny what happened on October 19th.
All seats taken.
Once again on the 432 train, a conductor can be heard walking through the carriage telling CT Rail and U-Pass riders to exit and get on the next one. The announcement was recorded by a Connecticut Public Radio staffer riding the train. For what it's worth, Jim Redeker says that the crowding problem is a good one to have because people are using the trains. He says that CT Rail's Hartford line has exceeded one-year ridership goals in the first couple of months. While they might see it as a success, riders are not happy with their experience. They ride with the hope that they'll make it where they gotta go on time. But it seems as if, on some trains, being a CT Rail customer is a ticket to a second-class service. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.